2022年山西省初中学业水平考试英语。一、情景反应。本题共五个小题，每小题你将听到一组对话，请你从每小题所给的 A、B、C 三幅图片中选出与你所听到的信息相关联的一项，并在答题卡上将该项涂黑。
Number 1. Many tourists went to visit historical places in Shanxi.
I hope to visit them too.
Many tourists went to visit historical places in Shanxi.
I hope to visit them too.
Number 2. I don't like rainy days.
Think in a different way. Rain helps plants grow well.
I don't like rainy days.
Think in a different way. Rain helps plants grow well.
Number 3. Why do more and more foreigners learn Chinese?
Because our country has become stronger.
Why do more and more foreigners learn Chinese?
Because our country has become stronger.
Number 4. How can we make the world know our country better?
Being a reporter to spread meaningful things is a good choice.
How can we make the world know our country better?
Being a reporter to spread meaningful things is a good choice.
Number 5. Beijing 2022 Winter Olympics has a great influence on us.
Exactly. That's why skating has been more popular nowadays.
Beijing 2022 Winter Olympics has a great influence on us.
Exactly. That's why skating has been more popular nowadays.
Two, 对话理解。本题共五个小题，每小题你将听到一组对话和一个问题。请你从每小题所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出一个最佳选项，并在答题卡上将该项涂黑。
Number 6. I like green. It stands for hope.
Red is my favorite. Because it is the symbol of good luck and wishes.
Question. Which color does the woman like best? I like green. It stands for hope.
Red is my favorite. Because it is the symbol of good luck and wishes.
Question. Which color does the woman like best? Number 7. I used to go to school by bus. Now I find walking is great.
Riding bikes is good too. These ways really save our time for physical exercise.
Question. How does the man go to school now? I used to go to school by bus. Now I find walking is great.
Riding bikes is good too. These ways really save our time for physical exercise.
Question. How does the man go to school now? Number 8. I plan to go to Shenyang this winter vacation. What about you, Amy?
I want to go to Beijing, but I have to stay in Taiyuan to look after my sister.
Question. Where will Amy spend her winter vacation? I plan to go to Shenyang this winter vacation. What about you, Amy?
I want to go to Beijing, but I have to stay in Taiyuan to look after my sister.
Question. Where will Amy spend her winter vacation? Number 9. Mrs. Brown, there were so many new words that I couldn't understand the passage.
Try to get the key information instead of paying attention to what each word exactly means.
Question. What's the possible relationship between the two speakers? Mrs. Brown, there were so many new words that I couldn't understand the passage.
Try to get the key information instead of paying attention to what each word exactly means.
Question. What's the possible relationship between the two speakers? Number 10. I felt disappointed because I made mistakes in the exam.
I believe you will check your paper more carefully next time.
Question. What does the woman mean? I felt disappointed because I made mistakes in the exam.
I believe you will check your paper more carefully next time.
Question. What does the woman mean?
Three. 语篇理解。本题你将听到一篇短文，请你根据短文内容和所提出的五个问题，从每小题所给的 A、 B、 C 三个选项中选出一个最佳选项，并在答题卡上将该项涂黑。
Liu Qingyao, a musician and pipa player in her early 30s, has brought some ancient Chinese music back to life with her pipa. The artist started to play pipa at the age of 5. She took part in competitions and gave performances in many foreign countries. She once gave a performance in the UK and played a piece of music about the love story between Jia Baoyu and Lin Daiyu. An old woman cried. Later, Liu asked if she had read the story. The woman said, "No, I just felt the music you played touched me. I love the wonderful music." This experience encouraged Liu to spread traditional Chinese music. Liu started to make online videos of herself playing pipa in 2016. At the beginning, she just played popular music and folk music. Later, she decided to create some herself because she wanted to show the beauty and spirit of Chinese music. Prince Lan Ling in Battle is Liu's most popular work. The video took her 6 months to make. "I want my music to be understood, even by foreign people who know nothing about the history or stories behind it," Liu said. "What an excellent musician."
Liu Qingyao, a musician and pipa player in her early 30s, has brought some ancient Chinese music back to life with her pipa. The artist started to play pipa at the age of 5. She took part in competitions and gave performances in many foreign countries. She once gave a performance in the UK and played a piece of music about the love story between Jia Baoyu and Lin Daiyu. An old woman cried. Later, Liu asked if she had read the story. The woman said, No, I just felt the music you played touched me. I love the wonderful music. This experience encouraged Liu to spread traditional Chinese music. Liu started to make online videos of herself playing pipa in 2016. At the beginning, she just played popular music and folk music. Later, she decided to create some herself because she wanted to show the beauty and spirit of Chinese music. Prince Lanling in Battle is Liu's most popular work. The video took her 6 months to make. I want my music to be understood, even by foreign people who know nothing about the history or stories behind it, Liu said. What an excellent musician.
The age of robots has begun in schools, or at least it's starting to. A university in Wisconsin recently brought two robots. They are of great use for school workers in different fields. The robots can do many things, whether they're setting up for a basketball game or other activities. They can also work in school buildings and help with cleaning. It can reduce teachers and cleaners' pressure to get things done in time. The robot is not going to take the place of anybody, but they will deal with some special situations, especially if somebody calls in sick. Every coin has two sides. The two robots also have some disadvantages. They can't sweep. They also have to stay 4 meters away from the wall. The first couple of days ago, the students and the teachers were a little surprised to see it, but now they don't even think about it. It has become common now.
The age of robots has begun in schools, or at least it's starting to. A university in Wisconsin recently brought two robots. They are of great use for school workers in different fields. The robots can do many things, whether they're setting up for a basketball game or other activities. They can also work in school buildings and help with cleaning. It can reduce teachers and cleaners' pressure to get things done in time. The robot is not going to take the place of anybody, but they will deal with some special situations, especially if somebody calls in sick. Every coin has two sides. The two robots also have some disadvantages. They can't sweep. They also have to stay 4 meters away from the wall. The first couple of days ago, the students and the teachers were a little surprised to see it. But now they don't even think about it. It has become common now.